Thanks to our sponsors, the Genesis Group, First Eyes, and Abby Media. That's ABBIMedia.com. They host my website, TheCountryWriter.com, where you can send me a message or buy one of my books, including my newest book, Puns for Grown People. This week, credit where credit is due. At Sureway, my parents always carried a ticket. Sureway was our local grocery store in Ashdown, Arkansas. On the front of the building, it proudly said, "Our meats are better." This was a widely known truth. My dad always said they had the finest center-cut bologna you could buy. The package always said bologna, but bologna was what we called it. Bologna was also the best term for lots of things my dad would say. The Popes owned Sureway. The whole family ran the store. Mr. Pope and his son ran the meat market in the back. The mom and the daughter operated the front. That's where my parents' ticket was kept. In the front, in a till that had individual slots and metal bars that were spring-loaded that popped when they pulled out the ticket or put it back. When you checked out, you could pay cash or say, "Please put it on our ticket." At the beginning of the next month, my mom would settle up our bill. This was all done on the honor system. It was like using a credit card in a way, but without the credit card or the interest. You didn't need a photo ID. "You sure do look like your mama, Johnny," Mrs. Pope would say. "Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am." "Of course, Johnny. You tell your mama and daddy we said hey." At Sureway, looking like your mama was your photo ID. Most families back then had one income and one car. Dads worked, mom stayed home, so it was easy to put your kid on their huffy bike and send them down the street to pick up a few things. My sister had a basket on her bicycle, but she almost never went to the store. That was my job. I'd carry the groceries back in a sack in one arm, steering my bicycle with the other. I could have taken my sister's bike, but I wouldn't have been caught dead on a girl's bicycle. Too bad I didn't have more sense back then. In a small town, everyone knows everyone else, so when a kid comes in for a pound of bologna, a bag of Fritos, and a six-pack of Coke in the bottle, the Popes knew who you were. Try getting that anywhere today. Self-checkouts don't offer much conversation, unless, of course, you talk to yourself. Or, when I try to operate the self-checkout, they usually just scream until a smileless manager shows up to punch in a 37-digit code and tell me to make sure to keep the scanning deck clear when paying. We've come a long way. Not a good way, but a long way. Going to the local grocery store on a bicycle also taught you patience and stamina. Heaven help you if you were charged with venturing out on a mission to return with bologna, Ruffles, and a six-pack of Dr. Pepper in the bottle, and you dropped or ran over any of it, especially your dad's bologna or your mom's Dr. Pepper. That would have led to a tanning session at 10, 2, and 4. Bike trips to Sureway started when I was about 8 years old and continued even after I received a license to drive a car. My last trip to Sureway was during a visit to see my parents several years ago. I was walking through the aisle searching for whatever Mom had on the list, and I noticed the selection was sparse. It dawned on me that they were selling out what they had left and were going out of business. Picking up one more pound of that highly prized center-cut bologna, a bag of chips, and some Dr. Pepper made it to the checkout. There would be no ticket this time. The beginning of the next month would come, but Sureway would be gone. Cash exchanged hands as I looked around the store one last time. I told the remaining members of the Pope family, "Thank you." I meant it. My family had received so much more than personal service. We had received trust and appreciation. It was a great feeling to live at a time when you didn't need a credit card or a background check to charge your groceries. Your word was good enough. Local families supporting each other was how the world turned. And that was a sure way to build good memories. I'm John Moore. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless.